Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine expected today with highs around 67. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 45. High of 80 tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Lots of sunshine Thursday with daytime highs approaching 91. 67 Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
Kansas, New America Number News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Supreme Court election reform seemed to be the biggest takeaway from the legislative session of 2025 as we sat down with Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach to talk about his changes and what the state could look like after we could potentially reform the process of electing Supreme Court justices in the state.
A constitutional amendment on the ballot to elect our Supreme Court justices, which is what 22 states do. That's the most common system among the 50 states. And, you know, it just holds the courts accountable. If you have a runaway court or a justice who tries to legislate from the bench, which is improper under anyone's view of what a court's job is, although I think the left says it's improper but does it anyway, then you can, the people of Kansas can elect somebody else in their place. And it gives opponents of justices an opportunity to say, hey, here's where this justice has messed up.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's built well, it's Burwell.
Truck Stop is the premier provider for all of your towing needs. Fifth wheels, gooseneck, and bumper pull hitches with brands like BMW, Drawtide, and Curt. We also sell and install brake controllers and airbags to lift your squatty rear end. Interest-free financing makes it a snap to get your boat, horse trailer, or camper safely down the road. For all of your hitch needs, stop by Truck Stop today at 427 North Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stop.
Kansas officials say they are concerned about a potential program cut after federal funds may be paused coming from the Department of Health and Human Services. As KSNT News reports, the Kansas's Low Income Energy Assistance Program, also known as the LEAP program, could have an impact on lower income individuals across the state after the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services had ended up firing many individuals that were working on the LEAP program at the federal level. In a statement, the company of Evergy had said, quote, the Low Income Energy Assistance Program is an important program that assists some of our community's most vulnerable residents. Last year alone, Evergy's customer outreach teams worked face-to-face with nearly 70,000 customers to help them secure assistance for their utilities. Kansas has program funds that have already been received and are available to distribute to quality customers. The state's application window ended on March 31st. The company went on to say they are working with the National Trade Association and waiting to see how the program may evolve at the federal level. Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. All funds have officially been restored after the Iowa nonprofit for a prescription drug donation program was officially cut, with funds of near $530,000 being frozen as of a couple weeks ago that was planned to go to low-income Nebraskans. However, after a vote at the end of last week and a 6-1 vote, the Budget Writing Appropriations Committee in the state legislature has officially fully restored the program. As they say, the funds are designated for the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services to help identify an eligible nonprofit. After after Governor Jim Pillen has suggested pulling the funds in his January budget recommendation, being one of many of the recent programs from the governor's last-in-first-out suggestion list to help cut the near $500 million projected budget shortfall in the state. According to the legislators, they say the SafeNet RX program helps tailor its services to individuals who cannot afford prescribed medication, regardless of their insurance status, with an annual household income at or below 200% the federal poverty level.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall and Washington County Commissioners meetings last week were largely routine business. Recent approval was given for Washington County Public Works to purchase a motor grader for $188,000 and an excavator for $224,000. An older grader will be sold, and Public Works is planning purchase of a new skid steer for $119,000. Washington County also discussed continuation of group health benefits for retirees and their dependents if qualifying criteria, including application within 30 days of retirement, is met. Nemahal County Commissioners discussed the construction demolition pit at the landfill, which had caught fire recently. Concerns with filling the space before expiration of a KDHE agreement were mentioned, with alternatives and communication with local businesses affected. Rates were established and guidelines for requesting dust control on Nemahal County roads. Township roads are not eligible. Costs to be paid by adjacent property owners with a minimum of 500 feet at $1.54 per foot. Sign up due May 1st at the Highway Department office in Seneca. A meeting with the Kansas Department of Transportation to discuss upcoming replacement of the K-236 bridge south of Oneida was held recently. Commissioners opted not to join the Kansas County Highway Association at this time. A resolution was passed unanimously to adopt a new Nemahal County Neighborhood Revitalization Program, a 5-year prorated tax rebate toward improvements, including residential or commercial property, is available with application to be filed prior to construction. Cities of Seneca and Sabetha are excluded from the county program as city resolutions apply. Former Nemahal County Commissioner Galen Steinlocke of Seneca passed away last Wednesday at the age of 91. He had served 16 years as second district commissioner, first elected in 1992. Steinlocke farmed in Illinois Township and was township treasurer for 22 years. Services were held Monday at Corning for Galen Steinlocke. Gage County Board of Supervisors voted 6-1 to appeal a district judge ruling that the county overstepped its authority in denying a construction permit for Pinpoint Communications for a proposed broadband project. The denial was based on a theory that it would infringe on another similar project with NextLink that's utilizing financing approved by Gage County through the American Rescue Plan Act. Noting a duty to wisely use tax dollars to support that decision, the matter was challenged, with a judge pointing out that this was a right-of-way call and the county is not in the business of determining what services would be involved. Gary Lytle was the dissenting vote on the appeal question. Preliminary hearing in the murder trial in Nemahal County District Court for 66-year-old Gary Hermish has been continued until June 17th by mutual agreement. He is charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of Father Ahrul Karasala April 3rd outside the St. Peter and Paul Rectory in Seneca. $1 million bond has been set, and Hermish remains in the Jackson County Jail as a courtesy to Nemahal County. Governor Laura Kelly last week appointed Jennifer O'Hare of Lincoln, Kansas, to the new 12th Judicial District Judge position created through the Kansas Supreme Court, which eliminates a district magistrate position and adds a district judgeship. O'Hare has legal experience, including 20 years as county attorney and more than 4 years as district magistrate judge. The six-county district includes Washington, Republic, Jewell, Cloud, Mitchell, and Lincoln. After serving 1 year in office, the new district judge must stand for a retention vote in the next general election to remain in the position. If retained, the incumbent will serve a four-year term. David N. Bubba Skeens, age 68, of Wymore, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Wymore. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Hove at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for David Bubba Skeens. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna with garlic bread, salad, pineapple, and cake. Tomorrow, a hamburger with baked beans, mixed vegetables, and mandarin oranges. City of Marysville Water Department advising they'll shut off water for a couple of hours this morning. And that'll be in Marysville in the neighborhood of 1310 Walnut Street. And this afternoon, about 1:30, they'll be shutting off water for a couple of hours. And that will be in the neighborhood of 909 Hillcrest.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
City of Marysville Water Department will be doing repairs on Tuesday, and water may be off for a couple of hours beginning around 9 a.m. Tuesday in the neighborhood of 1310 Walnut. And then Tuesday afternoon, about 1:30, water may be off for a couple of hours in the neighborhood of 909 Hillcrest.
The difference is clear. For nearly half a decade, Blue River Eye Care has been proudly serving our community, helping you see the world more clearly. From routine eye exams to advanced vision care, we're here for your eye health at every stage of life. As we celebrate 5 years of service, we want to say thank you to our wonderful patients for trusting us with your vision. Your smiles and satisfaction keep us inspired every day. Haven't had your eye exam yet this year? Come see me, Dr. Lowell, or Dr. Olson at Blue River Eye Care. Schedule your appointment today and celebrate clearer, brighter vision. Call us at 785-562-2631 or schedule online at blueevereyecare.com.
It's time to pony up, Marysville. Match day is Friday, May 2nd. Give in person at the Helvering Community Center in Marysville from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. or donate online anytime between 12:01 a.m. and 11:59 p.m. Your gift will support 61 local nonprofits. Make a difference and visit ponyupmarysville.com on May 2nd.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting up to 30. Then scattered showers possible on Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some scattered showers are possible into Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the lower 90s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then scattered showers are possible into Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and mid 50s. Southwest winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day on Friday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. North winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then some rain showers possible into Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and mid 40s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And some rain showers possible Saturday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April, 66. Record high on this date, 93. The average low, 42, and the record low, 23. Sunset this evening, 8:04, with sunrise in the morning at 6:50. A cooler start again, sunny and 35 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 15th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
With Easter right around the corner, gifts and goodies for all ages are sure to be found at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Fill your Easter basket with delectable chocolates, Hallmark cards, KU and K-State memorabilia, or decor for your home and garden. Entertain the kids with Melissa and Doug toys or kites, which is something new at Reflections. Open Monday through Saturday. Hop into Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville and find out why Reflections is
so much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
UConn with another number one. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. No surprise, Paige Beckers out of Connecticut going number one overall to Dallas in the WNBA draft last night. It marks the sixth time a UConn player has been the number one overall pick. She joined Sue Bird, Diana Taurasi, Tina Charles, Maya Moore, and Brianna Stewart as being drafted number one overall. Dallas Wings head coach Chris Koklanis says it wasn't the most difficult draft prep for him.
Normally you're watching and you're scouting and you're trying to figure out, you're evaluating to figure out where you're going to draft someone. But we have one, we know who we're getting. So, my lens was a little different throughout this scouting process.
Koklanis, a guest on ESPN Radio last night. Baseball on Monday. Dodgers get a two-run home run from Mookie Betts in the bottom of the first. And then in the third,
he hits it high and deep to center field. This ball's back. It is gone. A home run. Shohei Ohtani, his fifth of the season. Oh, what a majestic blast to dead center field for Shohei Ohtani. And the Dodgers lead it 3-0.
Ohtani snapping a five-game homerless drought. AM 570 LA Sports. Dodgers beat the Rockies 5-2. Padres a 10-4 win over the Cubs, improving to 11-0 at home this season. Giants pound the Phillies 10-4. Pirates 10-3 over the Nationals. Paul Skeens bouncing back from his worst outing to toss six innings of three-hit ball, allowing one run. Braves double up Toronto 8-4. Cardinals get past Houston 8-3. Yankees hitting four solo home runs in a 4-1 win over the Royals. Mets get a home run from Juan Soto in a 5-1 win over the Twins. Rays pummel the Red Sox 16-1. Tigers beat Milwaukee 9-1. Detroit becoming the first team to 10 wins in the American League. On the ice, Kings shut out the Oilers 5-0 and clinch second place in the Pacific.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Whether your Easter plans have you stepping out on Sunday or hosting a group at home, Macy's Easter Sale has great deals on everything you'll need to celebrate, like 50% off dressy brunch looks to level up your whole family style, and 50 to 60% off hosting must-haves, like the classic Butterfly Meadow Collection from Lennox. But don't miss out, because just like an Easter egg hunt, there's so much to discover. But you gotta move quick. At Macy's Easter Sale, Wednesday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Despite Monday's gains for the major indexes, stock futures were lower overnight. The Dow Jones on Monday rose 312 points to close at 40,525. The NASDAQ picked up 0.6%. The S&P added 0.8. A group of five small businesses, including a wine importer, a fishing tackle company, and a firm that makes musical instruments, is suing the Trump administration. The owners say the president's tariffs are devastating their companies. Facebook founder and Meta boss Mark Zuckerberg was in federal court Monday defending his company against claims that it bought up WhatsApp and Instagram in order to quell competition. Federal regulators want Meta to either restructure or to sell off those social media assets. Sending a letter could get pricier. The U.S. Postal Service has proposed raising the price of a forever stamp from 73 to 78 cents. If it's approved, that price increase would take effect in July. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Tuesday morning. Sims back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
President Donald Trump's tariff policies have generated a huge debate in the farm and manufacturing sectors that boils down to uncertainty versus unfairness. Democrats and some Republicans question the uncertainty of the president's on-again, off-again reciprocal tariffs and the hit to spending, investments, markets, as well as jobs. Top Senate Finance Democrat Ron Wyden had this comment.
What is the plan? In the last week, the White House has been all over the map when it comes to this question.
That has resulted in wild swings in the stock and bonds market as President Trump imposes then suspended tariffs, keeps base levies in place, and hits a key ag trading partner in China with prohibitive levies. But U.S. Trade Ambassador Jameson Greer claims the plan is to go after trade unfairness that has harmed sectors like agriculture for many years.
Our agricultural trade balance, which historically resulted in trade surpluses for our farmers, was in deficit the last 2 years of the Biden administration and likely will take some time to recover.
When looking at it, Greer actually blames tariff and non-tariff barriers.
We only charge a 2.5% tariff on ethanol, but Brazil charges us an 18% tariff. The result? We have a large trade deficit in ethanol with Brazil. Our average tariff on agricultural goods is 5%, but India's average tariff is 39%. Last year, I think we imported about $3 billion worth of Australian beef, and we exported $0 of American beef to Australia.
Greer says Australia blocked all U.S. fresh and frozen pork, and China failed to keep its bargain in the phase one portion of that deal. Once again, that was top Senate Finance Democrat Ron Wyden, as well as Mr. Greer, that made these comments today. Sam Smack with your latest ag news on the Mid-America Ag Network.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Soybean planting time is right around the corner, so K-State Extension agronomist Logan Simon reminds growers of a couple of important considerations to keep in mind before entering the field. He discusses a few pros and cons when it comes to choosing between 15 or 30-inch row spacings.
Really, in terms of a yield benefit, we see the biggest benefit in narrowing those row spacings up in those low-yield environments. As we move into more of a medium and high-yielding environment, we have really good growing conditions. That crop is vigorously growing and filling in, and usually the response to 15 to 30, it's pretty flat. Reasons why, even if we don't see a yield benefit per se with narrowing row spacing up in soybeans, why we still might consider it, is for me, the big thing is weed suppression, especially as we think about herbicide-resistant weeds, namely water hemp and Palmer amaranth across the state. When we narrow those row spacings up with something like a soybean, we're able to close that canopy faster, suppress some of those later emerging Palmer and water hemp plants, as well as all the other weeds that are out there, and really seeing a benefit from that from an integrated weed management perspective.
Simon explains why soybean growers should consider previous years when picking their row spacing.
In wetter conditions, this does present some challenges when we have too many plants out there and too narrow row spacing. It can be problematic in areas where we know we've got real hot spots for things like soybean cyst nematode and sudden death syndrome. So it's really important to have an idea of what your weather is going to look like, and really what your field history is in terms of past experience dealing with soybean cyst nematode and sudden death syndrome as you're making this decision of 30 versus 15.
He says if crop maturity commonly needs to change based on when it is planted.
As we're shifting our planting dates, we really don't need to be shifting around our maturity groups. remember that maturity in soybeans is different than maturity in corn, which is very much driven by heat units. In the case of soybean, maturity is driven by day length. And as our days get shorter, nights get longer, that is what is stimulating these soybeans to turn reproductive, begin flowering, and going into pod set and pod fill.
That was K-State Extension agronomist Logan Simon with soybean planting reminders. Learn more from an article at eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Lewin Burger in Waterville has dependable Simangus Cross bulls for sale. All black with a few black baldies, these feature good disposition and hybrid vigor with calving ease. Yearling bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. Call Lewin Burger today at Waterville, 785-268-0647.
Biodegradable containers for starting seeds are all the rage these days, but there are some do's and don'ts to beware of. We will share a few of those on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, Weather Call could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 15th, the 105th day of the year. Actors Luke Evans and Emma Watson share a birthday, and the ocean liner Titanic sank in the North Atlantic on this day in 1912. Using biodegradable containers for starting seeds is a great idea, but when it comes to transplanting outdoors, there's a little more to it than just putting the whole works in the ground. Roots will penetrate most biodegradable containers, but you'll get more vigorous growth if you break it apart. Some materials, like recycled paper, will wick away moisture from the plant. It may be necessary to water more often. And to prevent drying caused by air exposure, be sure the tops of the containers are completely covered by soil. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunny and 35 degrees this hour. Highs approach 70 today with a warm-up continuing this week. 80 on Wednesday, 90 by Thursday.
Sam's back with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update. As having the top pick in yesterday's WNBA draft virtually guaranteed the Dallas Wings an A in the ESPN draft grades. However, here was the full thought.
Well, the team that gets the number one pick is obviously a winner, so Dallas and Paige Bueckers. But I can't say enough about what Washington did. Washington had the opportunity to draft three players within the top six, and they did so beautifully. They got three different players that are all extremely talented that will work well together and then have an opportunity to start for the Washington Mystics. Sonia Citron, Kiki Iriafen, and Georgia Amor have had phenomenal college careers. They are all so talented. And when you talk about a Washington team that is building their foundation for the future, they got three incredible pieces in the first round in the top six. So Washington won for me.
Within the 2025 WNBA draft, the Wings, Sun, and Mystics score the highest grades.
Valley Heights baseball team splits a pair with Onega Monday, winning the opener 11-7 in extra innings and losing the nightcap 10-0. Marysville softball and baseball teams hosting Abilene. Doubleheaders begin at 4:30 at Feldhausen Field and the Lakeview Sports Complex.
KNDY.